Remember the show The Golden Girls? Of course you do. Four aging women who took a creative approach to senior living, shared housing. They were way ahead of their time. Is home sharing a viable option for older adults today?
Well, Anthony Cirillo is an aging expert, and he's here to talk to us about the idea and work through the pros and the cons of home sharing. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am fine. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Okay, let's talk about this. What exactly, how would you define home sharing, and why do people even consider it?
So let's go with the latter first. So most people, and we've talked about this before, is that they want to age in place. They want to age in their home. But a lot of times it's not possible. It's not possible maybe financially. It's not possible because of the social companionship that they might lack, or they may just not be able to keep up with the house. There's actually 13 million people over 65 who live alone. They have a term for them. They call them elder orphans. And almost 3% of the 65 and over population is homeless, believe it or not. So we need to find rooms for them. Home sharing can be as simple as renting a room to somebody in your house, or the ideal situation is where there's kind of mutual support and companionship. So somebody might come in for a low rent or no rent and do some chores around the house, whatever you kind of agree upon. They're not meant to replace home health caregivers by any means. And it's actually catching on, not so much here yet in the Charlotte area, but according to AARP, there's almost 4 million women who are over 50 who are sharing households. And according to, I think it's the real estate site called Trulio, there's 3.6 million rooms available for rent in the country. So there's lots of capacity and obviously lots of needs as well.
You know, on Golden Girls, with the exception of the mom, they all seem to be the same age. So is that what you really want to do? You want to have like the same age
people? Actually, you know, the ones that work the best seem to be intergenerational. So there was an activist in Philadelphia back in the 90s. Her name was Maggie Kuhn, and she opened her house to younger people. And it was just a great experience in terms of learning from each other on how to live together and what you can each do for each other and learn from each other. So right now, you would say it's more of 50-50. In terms of the split between older people living with older people versus younger, older. And there's actually some assisted living and senior communities that will give room and board to younger people in exchange for whatever it might be, entertainment or whatever they might be able to do.
How do you suggest a senior go about finding a roommate? I'd be concerned about them being at risk, getting taken advantage of. What advice do you have there?
Well, there's no doubt that there is some risk with this, but also consider that 10% of elder folks who live home are also neglecting themselves in some way or another. They're not eating correctly or not keeping up with the house, whatever. So there's risk in that as well. You know, we tell people that, you know, essentially, if you could find a trusted friend or a friend of a friend, that would be the best situation. We joke with our friends that we look for the types of occupations we want in the house. Let's see, we should have a doctor, a nurse, an accountant, a lawyer.
Come in handy,
Try to fill it out. But that would be the best situation. If not, it becomes a situation where it becomes more like a landlord-tenant, where you actually do want to look at background checks and vetting people as well. When you find somebody, and we'll get into the resources in a second, where you can actually help you find somebody. But when you do that, you really need to bring a lawyer on board to look at putting an agreement together that looks at what are the, how are we going to divvy the responsibilities and what are the consequences. And I'll just tell you a few, you know, guests, household duties, kitchen use, parking, privacy, use of the television, utility, internet, all those types of things. You don't think about that.
You take for granted.
Yeah. And so when you're in a situation, okay, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for that? So you really, if you want to be safe, you want to spell it out in an agreement.
Mm. If people are thinking about this, are there some online services that can help you walk you through some of these things?
Yes, there's several of them. We're going to talk about three right now, but if people want to go on my website, theagingexperience.com/Charlotte today, I have the rest listed. Mm. So one is called the Golden Girls Network. They don't actually match people in home sharing, but they help you find like-minded people who are interested in the concept. Homeshare.org also is another. Homeshare International, it's a good site to find out more about the concept. And NationalSharedHousing.org is the National Shared Resource Center. While there are no chapters in the Carolinas, again, it can help you understand what's out there and what you're getting into. There are services that actually do background checks and actually do match you, and they'll be on the website that people can find out about.
Again, there are many online resources. Those are are just three that Anthony mentioned. For the others, check out his website. It's theagingexperience.com/charlotte today. Theagingexperience.com/charlotte today. He's done a lot of work for you, so go there, take advantage of that. Anthony Cirillo, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, still ahead on Charlotte Today.